How has Audric made the transition?
You know, we're really excited about Audric. You know, he's a big physical guy, and he's real athletic. Some of the things that we ask our ends to do, you know, he's really going to shine at that. Things that we haven't done in the past because we have such a big athlete there now. So we're very excited about Jared and what he's going to bring to our team.
Does he allow you to be more aggressive with him?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. He's athletic enough. He can play lateral. But he can attack and then play lateral. You know, that was some issues that we've had in the past, and we're very excited about his athletic ability and how physical he is.
I haven't only one starter in the whole offseason. Aren't you losing some continuity or cohesiveness you want in your starting line?
Yeah, the biggest area that we probably miss it a little bit is in our pass rush group. You know, we don't have our true pass rush group out there. And, you know, so those guys working together is a little bit of an issue, but we don't know who's going to be our opening day starters yet either. So the guys that we have right here is the ones we're coaching, and hopefully they can start to develop some chemistry when they're in.
Miller's supposed to be back, right?
I mean, yeah, Roy will be back. Yeah, you know, I mean, all the years I was in college, I'm a doctor now, so, you know, he'll be back.
So really, you're only going to be missing some Derek, because, I mean, Clem's will show up eventually.
Yeah, we're in constant communication with Clem, and we understand the reason that he's not here, and we would love to have him here, but he's not, so it's a voluntary issue. But so we're, you know, we'll play and practice the guys that are here and be excited about the ones that we have.
It's a voluntary issue.
What's that?
You said there's an issue.
Yeah, that stays between Clem and I and Gus and the GM. And, you know, it's a personal issue, so, you know, we'll keep it between our staff.
Any chance he shows up next week?
We'll see how it's going with him. You know, if he shows up, great. If he doesn't, we'll just coach the guys that are here.
Are you confident when he comes up for veteran minicamp that he's doing the right things to get ready?
Yeah, you know, having Coach Clem, and obviously here and in Seattle, he's never been to an OTA, so you know. So it's a situation. He's always came back in shape. I trust Clem, and like I said, it's not like he's been gone. We were in constant communication at least every other day, and you know, he's getting all of our installs. Not that he needs that, but you know, he'll come back in shape. We trust Clem.
You drafted Michael Bennett, who a lot of people were surprised was still there. How surprised were you?
I was really shocked that he was still there. You know, I was in beating on the table a lot earlier in the draft than we got him. But you really see him flashing out there. He missed rookie minicamp, so it hurt a little bit of his development and how we play some things. But just in the short amount of time, you start to see, even today, you know, he had a couple really nice plays, so he's flashing.
Do you think initially he'd be just a third down guy, or can he do some stuff against the run?
No, we anticipate him being all three downs, you know, especially as he develops in our package.
How can you use Scooter? I mean, last year the auto was a little bit of a problem. Can you move him around the defensive line as well?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he runs with our second group as a pass rusher. You know, he had some real good success out in San Francisco, and he's going to run as a Leo within our second pass rush group. So we're really excited about him. He's still learning. You know, he's got to learn his base stuff first, and then we get to sprinkle in the pass rush stuff with him. So we'll get more and more of that as camp goes on.
Good year for Andre Branch. How's he responding now?
I tell you, he's playing extremely well, obviously, once again, in gym class. You see the burst, the lean, the bend, and he really seems to be focused. And we're excited about that. He's matured every year we've been here, and I think he's taken another step this year.
Do you see, for a lot of these guys, third year within this system, the staff, can you see that on the field?
Yeah, and I think just as a defensive lineman, you know, you have your rare breeds and stuff that go in and just impact the game immediately as a rookie, but usually it takes 2 to 3 years with young guys. And the same thing with our system. I think in the last couple of years, they've known what to do and how to do it, but now they're really starting to figure out why we ask them to do the things that they do. And that goes for all three positions from front to back. So you really see a change in our maturity and our understanding of the package than we have in the last 2 years.
Is that maybe why Ziggy probably didn't flash as much last year? And people thought he was moving back to his natural position,
yeah,
and he would, you know.
Yeah, our package, what they did in Pittsburgh is totally different, obviously. You know, they were basically a four-point read team. And, you know, we have to break some habits. You know, he's slowly getting out of that mindset to get into our attack mode. And you really start to see it now. You know, it was a slow process right away. We knew it would be. But we've seen some good strides from middle of last season through now.
Todd, was it like that in Seattle for you in terms of that maturity or that understanding of it, just because what you guys do is a little bit different?
Yeah. Gus got to Seattle a year or in this package a year before I did. I was still in Tampa. So the last 2 years, you've seen it where we really improved from year one to year two. There was a good improvement. And then from year two to year three, there was an improvement. So I just think the longer you're in our system and understanding why we do what we do, they can only play faster. And you really see that with our guys right now.
How does Ryan Davis' versatility kind of help you with a lot of guys out and moving around the line?
It helps Ryan too, but we have a role for Ryan. You know, a lot of people think maybe he's a starter and that kind of stuff. Ryan gives us real good help on special teams. He rushes inside on third down, and he's a backup Leo. So I think if you wear him out, he's going to be average at everything, where now he's excelling in all three of those areas. So we're excited about Ryan, and the versatility he has within our package, because it is an adverse package. But we're excited about him. He's came back in shape. He had a little bit of a nick there for a while, and he missed some time, but you can see he's back to form.
Is there a guy that's kind of surprised you in a positive way from a pass rushing standpoint with everybody being out?
Tice has improved. You know, he had a great offseason. We're very fortunate we signed him back as a free agent. And Tice is kind of in that Ryan Davis mode. He can play end. He can play three technique against 11. He can play nose. He can play Leo when we go heavy groups. So, and the way he came back in shape and his work ethic is outstanding. So we're really, really pleased with Tice.
What do you think of this line? Can be better than average? How optimistic are you how they play this year?
Oh, I don't know. It's a long ways to go yet, and you don't know really. There's a lot of things that can happen before we get rolling. I think we have good depth. There's good competition within our room that even helps them get better. But we'll see how far they can take this once the bullets start flying.
How much time will you spend with Dante when he's here in meetings in the regular season? Because you guys have so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a challenge will that be to try and keep him somewhat in the fold?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is he's got to work on his knee and get healthy. The package-wise, he'll learn that once he gets back. But our number one priority is obviously getting the knee healthy, and that's going to be almost a year-long process, 6-8 months, whatever it may be. But we will be spending time together depending on the rules. I haven't been informed on exactly what the rules are. But whatever the rules are, if we get a chance to meet with him, we definitely will. We'll get him back to speed, so when he comes back, we're going to get the player that we thought we drafted.